Well, hello, my friends. Welcome to Storytime with Oma. Today we're going to hear another one of the exciting stories about God's people in the Old Testament. You know, God took care of his people and he has brought them through the wilderness. They got out of slavery in Egypt and now they're getting ready to go into the Promised Land. So it's time to get ready for our story. Put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here comes our story. So the new leader of the people is Joshua. And Joshua led the people very faithfully, just like Moses had. Remember, Moses laid his hands on Joshua, and God chose Joshua to be the next leader. Joshua got close to the new promised land, and he told his people to look at the land, especially Jericho. Now, in Jericho, they came to a house, and the king of Jericho heard that they were there. Now, those people in Jericho had heard about how these Israelites had escaped from Egypt. I mean, their story was told all over. And so the people knew that God's people were coming to reclaim the promised land that had been promised to them. Well, one of the ladies in Jericho was named Rahab. She knew that God was powerful, and she knew that these men were sent from God, these two men who were looking. Well, they got to the house, and they went into the house, and she hid them. And the king's soldiers came, but Rahab took them up to the roof. And she had them lay down flat on the roof. And then she put some like palm branches and other branches over them and stalks of flax, kind of like some plants, to hide them so that they wouldn't be seen by the king's soldiers. Then she told the king's soldiers that they had already escaped and gone away. So the king's soldiers went looking for Joshua's men. In the meantime, Joshua's men were safe, and they thanked Rahab for all of her help. Rahab said, "I know that you are from the true God, and I would like to ask a favor of you. When you come to reclaim this city of Jericho, can you please let my family all stay here and be okay?" And so Joshua's two men said, "Yes, we will do that." And so then she let them down from a rope over the side of the roof, and they went down. And she said, "Now go out into the hills and hide there for 3 days. And then after 3 days, the soldiers will have given up their search, and they'll come back to town. And then you can go back to your people." And they did that. But before they left, they told her, "We will help you, but just so we know which house you're in, you get all of your family together, everybody that's related to you, everybody that's important to you, and you put them in here inside this house, and then you hang a red cord out of your window, and we will know that this house was the place where God's people were helped." And isn't that interesting that they saved Rahab and her family because she helped God's people? God was with his people, and he will continue to be. And we're going to hear the next story about what happens when they come to the town of Jericho in the Promised Land. Well, thank you for joining me today on Storytime with Oma. It was so nice for you to be here. Remember, be kind to others, kind of like Rahab was kind to God's people. listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.